This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Pauhdel calls on youths to question governance and drive national development. Government introduces uniform application formats for public services. Nepal steps up preparations to raise climate justice and mountain agenda at COP31. And Ukraine strikes Russia's Black Sea port, damaging grain terminals and naval infrastructure. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pauhdel has said that responsible and judicious questions about governance help keep democracy alive. Addressing a program in Kathmandu on the occasion of International Youth Day yesterday, President Pauhdel said young people are not only the leaders of tomorrow, but also active partners, creators and change makers today, and urged them to question governance responsibly, respect past experiences and contribute to democracy through freedom of expression, diverse views and constructive disagreement. He further stressed the need for responsible media and a reliable information environment to counter misinformation. International Youth Day was observed yesterday under the theme Different Context, Shared Aspirations. Separately, Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal has said the government formed after the Gen Z uprising is carrying out its responsibilities by embracing the trust and participation of youths. Speaking at a program organized to disseminate research findings and conclude the Foreign Ministry's Summer Fellowship and Internship Program, Minister Khanal said research, evidence-based analysis and informed public debate are important for strengthening Nepal's foreign policy. Minister Khanal also said the fellowship and internship program aims to engage youth in foreign policy and policy making while bridging academic research with policy practice and supporting Nepal's national priorities. The government has issued a new guideline to bring uniformity to application formats used for public services and make service delivery easier, faster and more service seeker friendly. Spokesperson at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Hemraj Arial, said the issued formats for applications used in government offices and its Implementation Guideline 2083 directing all government offices to implement it. The guidelines requires all government offices to use simple, uniform and service-specific application forms in Nepali and, where necessary, in English with formats suitable for digital use. Officers must prepare and approve these forms, publish them on notice boards and websites and provide them free of charge through printed copies, QR codes, electronic forms and downloadable PDFs. The guidelines also requires officers to establish free customer help desk to assist service seekers and applications and required documents. National Assembly lawmakers have drawn the government's attention to problems in the supply and distribution of cooking gas, rising prices, black marketing and other issues affecting consumers. Speaking during the zero hour and special hours of the National Assembly meeting yesterday, lawmakers urged the government to address shortages and rising prices of cooking gas, ensure transparent distribution and take measures against artificial shortages and black marketing. They also called for long-term solutions to gas supply problems, control of inflation, improvement of public services, maintenance of social harmony, and strengthening federalism. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal urged the government to ensure the easy availability of cooking gas, citing concerns raised by lawmakers over shortages and rising prices. National Assembly lawmakers further raised concerns over landless people, public safety, recent violence in Sunsari and Siraha districts, and the need to fulfill election commitments, particularly on social justice and support for marginalized communities. Meanwhile, the National Assembly unanimously approved a proposal seeking consideration of the Infectious Animal Disease Control Bill 2083. Agriculture, Forest and Environment Minister Geeta Chaudhary said the bill aims to control infectious diseases affecting livestock and fish farming. The National Assembly also received a message from the House of Representatives on a bill concerning the revival of previous provisions of the Nepal Special Service Act 2042. Likewise, Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Khadak Raj Paudal presented the bill related to Domestic Air Carrier Liability 2083. The next meeting of the National Assembly is scheduled for 1:15 p.m. today. Chairperson of the Industry, Commerce, Labour and Consumer Welfare Committee, Rahbar Ansari, has directed the concerned authorities to take strict action against those involved in the black marketing of petroleum products and cooking gas. Speaking at a discussion in Singhadarbar on the smooth supply of essential goods, Ansari said fuel stations, petroleum tankers and cooking gas dealers found involved in black marketing should face action, including cancellation of their licenses. He also directed the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies and its subordinate agencies to prepare necessary legislation, including a Petroleum Act and a Black Marketing Control Bill. Nepal has intensified preparations to raise issues of climate justice, mountain conservation, climate finance, adaptation and loss and damage at the upcoming UN Climate Change Conference COP31 scheduled in Antalya, Turkey from November 9 to 20, 2026. Speaking at a meeting of the National Assembly's Development, Economic Affairs and Good Governance Committee, Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment, Geeta Chaudhary said Nepal faces severe impacts of climate change despite making a relatively small contribution to global emissions. She said Nepal should seek increased international climate finance and strengthen mechanisms to ensure effective implementation of climate commitments and proper use of resources for climate action. The National Assembly Committee also stressed stronger coordination among the federal, provincial and local governments, relevant ministries and other stakeholders to make Nepal's participation at COP31 result-oriented. In the meantime, the Sudarpashchim Provincial Government has declared the Badimalika Rama Roshan Forest Conservation Area covering parts of Bajura and Achham districts. Announcing the decision at a program in Dhangadi, Chief Minister Kamal Bahadur Shah said the conservation area was declared in line with the Sudarpashchim Province Forest Act 2077 following a cabinet decision on August 4th. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, with support from UNESCO, has launched a 6-day community-based workshop to strengthen the documentation and safeguarding of Nepal's intangible cultural heritage. The workshop is part of a program to develop an inventory of intangible cultural heritage covering all 7 provinces, with local communities placed at the center of the documentation process. The workshop aims to strengthen community-led documentation and preservation of Nepal's intangible cultural heritage across all 7 provinces. The Food Management and Trading Company is operating fair price stores at 193 locations in 44 districts from today, offering discounts on essential goods. According to company spokesperson Madhav Mishra, consumers will receive a discount of ₹5 per kilogram or liter on selected daily essentials. Meanwhile, separately, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Gauri Kumari Yadav informed that the government is preparing to introduce an online tracking system to make cooking gas supply and distribution information more transparent and effective. A tripartite agreement has been signed between the Nepal Agriculture Cooperative Central Federation Limited, Sana Kisan Vikas Laghuvitta Vittiya Sangstha Limited and the Dairy Development Corporation to strengthen milk collection and marketing. Under the agreement, effective from August 17, partner milk cooperatives and member farmers of the two organizations will supply 15,000 liters of milk daily to the Dairy Development Corporation, which is expected to increase to 60,000 liters per day in the coming days. Corporation General Manager Dr. Saran Kumar Pandey said the agreement would help promote Nepal's dairy sector. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now onto an international news update. Ukraine has carried out a large-scale drone and missile attack on Russia's Black Sea port, with local Russian authorities reporting 3 deaths and 24 injuries. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the operation involved missiles, aerial drones and naval drones targeting Russian military and port infrastructure. The attack damaged 2 major grain terminals, raising concerns over possible disruptions to Russia's grain exports. The Black Sea is a key route for Russian agricultural shipments, while Ukraine has also faced repeated Russian attacks on its ports and agricultural infrastructure. The latest attacks comes amid renewed strikes by both sides on Black Sea ports and shipping, further complicating efforts to maintain the region's commercial and agricultural trade routes. Now the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of the monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions over Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, as well as the Himalayan and hilly regions of Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces today. Partly cloudy conditions are likely over Madhes province and the Tarai region of Sudurpashchim province today. Moderate rain or snowfall is likely at some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces, and at a few places in the Madhes province and the Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at one or two places in the Tarai region of Sudurpashchim province today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon trough is currently located around its average position. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 21 to 23 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. President Ramchandra Paudil calls on youths to question governance and drive national development. Government introduces uniform application formats for public services. Nepal steps up preparations to raise climate justice and mountain agenda at COP31. And Ukraine strikes Russia's Black Sea port, damaging grain terminals and naval infrastructure. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.